Hello, I am Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager, and we're happy you have joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. We're happy to welcome you to this safe space where all people who want to heal the wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. A couple months ago, we started on a meditation journey through the chakras. You can visit our website, openpeacefulheart.com, to hear recordings of past meditations. This series began 2 months ago with Desert Rainbow, and last month our root chakra meditation was called Harvest. This month we delve into the sacral chakra with our meditation called Mural. You'll notice the beginning of each chakra meditation is the same as we awaken our energy up and down our chakras and then settle in on the chakra we are focusing on for the month. We firmly believe that what we think, we create. By concentrating on peace and love rather than on difference and division, we can make a genuine difference in our families, communities, and world. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen is going to get started in just a moment. She will open our circle and lead us through the guided meditation, followed by 3 to 4 minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day tomorrow, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include information about the next call, Sunday, November 6th, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Hager. Let's open our circle. When we create a sacred space, a healing space, as we're about to do, it transcends the limits of time and space. And that means that no matter when you join us, we're all right here together. And no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back to the support and energy of this sacred space whenever you choose to consciously be present here. Let's go ahead and open our circle. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. That opens our circle. And from that place of gentle breathing, from that place of presence, just take a nice deep breath and let it go. You might want to close your eyes if it feels safe for you to do that. And I invite you to allow your attention to rest in your heart chakra. This is that space right in the middle of your chest, the gateway between the upper and the lower chakras. It's also the bridge between physical and spiritual energy in our body. So just take a moment and breathe into that heart space. And it might help you to imagine the color green. And as you breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every in-breath opens your peaceful heart just a bit more. And every exhale allows you to release any tension or clutter that you're holding in that area. So as you breathe in, you expand. Breathe out and clear. And imagine now a line, a beautiful, clear, clean line of energy that forms in the heart chakra. And let's set the intention that wherever this line, this wave of energy goes, it brings balance and healing. And imagine that that energy travels down from the middle of your chest down to your third chakra, the solar plexus, between your ribs and your navel. The energy there in the solar plexus chakra is yellow, and you might want to say or think, "May I be grounded in my actions." And imagine that that line of energy moves down from the solar plexus down into the sacral chakra where the energy is orange. May I be grounded in my creative passion. And still connected to the heart, imagine that that line of energy now moves down into the root chakra, imagining the color red. May I be grounded in my being. And all it takes is a simple breath to bring that energy, that attention, back up now to your heart chakra where that line begins. And let's imagine it moving up now, up into your fifth chakra, the throat. You might see or feel the color blue. May I be grounded in my speech. And that wave rises further up into your third eye chakra, just touching that indigo energy there with its grounding, balancing, clarifying light. May I be grounded in my sight. And then we let that energy rise now right up into the seventh chakra, the crown, the very top of your head. And as that wave of heart energy connects with the violet light in this center, may I be grounded in receiving. And imagine now moving your energy back down through that indigo third eye of intuitive vision, your blue throat speaking wisdom, your green heart chakra grounded in love, your yellow solar plexus informing your actions, that orange sacral chakra nurturing your creative passion, and right back down to your red root grounding you. You're allowed to take up space. You have every right to be here. Allow yourself to be aware of the circuit of energy that now flows through you, and know that you are activated in every energy center of your body in the way that's the best, the safest, the most appropriate for you. Take just a moment just to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. Let's move our attention now to the sacral chakra. That's in your pelvis between your hips. This is a bright orange center of passion, emotion, sensuality, creativity, your intimate connection with others. And as you settle into, feel into this orange pool of light, imagine that light cascading through your body. And as you look, it shows you the beauty of every line, every curve, everything you've thought beautiful, everything you've thought ugly, everything healed and restored into the perfection it has always been. In this orange light, you see your true beauty exactly as you are. And this beautiful image of yourself grows. And it sparks something, awakens something. It makes you want to search out and connect with others whose true beauty you also seek with delight. And following that prompting, following that desire to reach out, to connect, imagine yourself rising now from wherever you are, led by this orange healing light, pulled by your passion for life. And you find yourself walking through a citrus grove, bright, shiny, green-leaved trees bearing beautiful oranges. The fruit hangs down, waiting to be plucked. And through the trees, you see a large barn, and you move toward it. There are a lot of people gathered around. They're talking and laughing together. You stay back among the trees, hiding behind one of the trunks to observe. They're talking excitedly. They're gesturing toward that barn. And as you look, you see it's been whitewashed. Looks like a perfect blank canvas. There are large buckets there, and somebody lifts a brush from one of the buckets, and you see a vivid blue paint. You're intrigued, and you move a little bit closer, and soon somebody notices you. They reach out their hand to you, and they invite you into the circle. And as you step into the circle, you can feel the creative energy moving among the gathered people. And they tell you they're painting a mural, something to be seen by the thousands who pass on the road. Would you like to join them? You're not sure, and they invite you to stay and to watch. They're talking about what to put on the mural, what message, what hope, what inspiration that they want to share with the thousands of people who drive by every day. They're discussing different ideas, and they invite your thoughts. You hesitate at first, but soon you're drawn into the discussion, and then you start to feel as passionate as they are about this project. Someone takes out a stick of chalk and begins to sketch her idea. And they decide to tell the story of the orange grove, starting from the planting of the trees to the taste of that first juicy orange. And what part of the story will you tell? They take their place at the wall. Some are standing on ladders, sketching out the drawings. You draw long strokes, curving shapes with motion, with excitement, with pleasure. And soon you all stand back, pull away the ladders, and look at the sketched out mural. It's amazing how each individual drawing flows into the next, like it was created by one mind. And now it's time for everyone to bring their drawing to life. You take up your paintbrush and begin to put colors, layering them on over your sketch. A colorful flowing tunic, a foot stepping forward, a hand reaching toward you, holding that juicy orange. You climb the ladder and begin to work on the face. Your painting feels inspired, and the face comes forth from the blank wall, expressive, happy, welcoming. It's the face of someone offering their creativity to the world. You climb down the ladder and step back. And one by one, as each person finishes their painting, they step back to take it all in. Let's take 2 minutes in silence, as you feel into what you've created. just as the sketch did. The painted trees, the fruit, the birds all flow together as if they were painted by one person. Everyone's congratulating each other, hugging in their joy and celebrating their accomplishment. You join in and everyone looks up again at the painting and at the figure you have drawn. They're congratulating you on the expression and the passion you've captured, and you suddenly realize the face you have painted is your own. You are the orange light, sharing your passion with everyone around you. As you take it all in and feel the validation of these creative, loving people surrounding you, you feel at peace in yourself, in your body, in your very being. And giving thanks for our beauty, our power, our expressiveness, our ability to create, change, flow, we can bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Now you'll receive an email with a link to the recording within the next 24 hours, and you can always access recordings at openpeacefulheart.com. If you'd like to share these calls with someone you care about, feel free to send them to the website. They can listen to the recordings every time. We've got nothing to sell here. This is free. We'd like to get this out to as many people as we possibly can. Next month's call will be on Sunday, November 6th, at the same time. You could have done anything during the last 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace, on passion, on love, on change. And I believe, and Kathy believes, that as more and more of us do exactly this, what we're doing right here, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here, and until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.